One of the things I've been doing a lot of the past couple of months is talking with my colleague, Professor Patricia Riddle, about the interrelation between neuroscience and change, and indeed neuroscience and coaching and neuroscience and NLP and a whole bunch of other things too. And the net result of this has been, you know, we've both found it very stimulating. And so this is the beginning of something which you'll be seeing the fruits of certainly in the new year in the form of a major program that is going to be neuroscience, the real deal. But right now, one of the things that's really struck us is how there are these simple things that have come out of the neuroscience research that make an enormous difference on how people function. And we just wanted to get some of those out. And so this coming week, for instance, on Thursday, we're going to be talking for an hour and a half on some of these themes. And we, in thinking about, you know, what would be an interesting sort of area to explore, well, we started very detailed and then it became broader and we ended up with you, your world and your brain. That's our working title. So we seem to be encompassing pretty much everything. Not bad for 90 minutes. But there is a lot of correlation here between the way you use your brain, your sense of yourself, and the world you create. And it shows up in some interesting ways. For instance, one of the things we want to touch on is how people are frequently much better at empathizing with other people than with themselves. Now, you might think that's kind of odd. You know, surely you can understand how it is for you. Well, yes and no. Actually, the data is in. This is something which is very clear from the neuroscience research. People empathize with others much more effectively than they do with themselves. Now, that's got a lot of implications if you want to be effective, for instance, because you would need to learn how to empathize with yourself. And there are ways of doing that that have been tried and tested, and surprise, surprise, we find, you know, there's a large overlap here with what we've found works in NLP. So there's an example, very simple one, but actually a rather profound one, of how the way you engage with yourself affects the world you live in, and understanding that your brain is not really wired for self-empathy means you can do something about that. And your life will be, not only will you feel better, your life will be, I think, much better generally, because you'll be more capable of understanding what's going on in yourself. So there's, you know, there's a simple example, and we're going to actually explore the practicalities. What do you do in order to be able to have that kind of empathy? How would you be able to best advise another? How can you best advise yourself? In the same way, a lot of people have very uneasy relationships with their own internal dialogue. You know, I can think of many people I work with who positively feel persecuted by their internal dialogue. But another way of understanding this from a neuroscience point of view is that your inner voice is actually part of how you are enabled to ensure effective communication between one part of your brain and another. You know, there's got to be somebody who's introducing party, so to say, and getting ideas across. Now, that is a completely different function for internal dialogue. And again, that's a learnable skill. But understanding why internal dialogue would be really valuable, again, that's kind of useful. And knowing how to do it, even more so. The research is there. We already know this. So as Patricia and I talk about these things, it becomes very clear that there are a lot of practical payoffs. And then there are others. We'll get to these in the evening. But for instance, have you ever had that experience where you recall something that happened that wasn't so great and you feel excruciating embarrassment when you think about it? And then you talk to someone else about it and they can barely remember it even happening? Well, there's something going on there. That's how your brain works. And there's a particular attention to detail. And we want to be able to show people how you can change this and get a radically different understanding of what's going on. Anyway, all sorts of interesting things. I find it very stimulating, and hopefully you will too. So, till the next time.